USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has a message for Republicans when it comes to fighting the coronavirus.
If we do not defeat the virus, we're never going to be able to open our economy and open our schools safely to send our children to school.
The California Democrat also insisting there needs to be more coronavirus testing available throughout the country. On the other side of the aisle, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is blaming Democrats for the stalled talks on a new economic stimulus package.
What we're not willing to do is rubber stamp a behemoth $3.4 trillion deal that the Democrats put forward that was fundamentally unserious, that would have made ballot harvesting mainstream, that was a Democrat wish list.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow also calling the Democrats' plan a liberal wish list. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I am very pleased with your product. I haven't been sick since I've been taking this, and I contribute a lot of my energy and my health to your product, and I just want to keep taking it. So, yes, just keep making it, okay? I just thank God for your company.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Joe Biden's running mate Kamala Harris scored the most liberal U.S. senator in 2019, according to a GovTrack analysis, outranking Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. GovTrack analysis is a nonpartisan organization that tracks U.S. Congress and information on lawmakers and their voting record. Senator Harris was ranked as the most liberal compared to all senators in 2019, that despite many in the media portraying her as a moderate. A major auto manufacturer is announcing a number of recalls, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Ford is issuing a number of recalls. One is for 2020 F-150 pickup trucks that have a battery connection issue that could result in a fire. Also one for over a half million Ford Edges and Lincoln MKXs with brake issues, and another for about 3,600 Lincoln Corsairs with a coil spring which could corrode and break.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
President Trump is again calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing on Wednesday, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. That was true in a huge study in South Korea. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will only have 1 minute to speak at the Democratic National Convention next week, which is prompting complaints saying the party is out of touch with young voters. The DNC will air a 60-second pre-recorded message filmed by AOC in her home. The convention is being held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. We can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.